What are you doing?
So we found this. There was a player survey. There's actually a couple surveys. So they do one in February, which is what I thought. I thought they did one after the Super Bowl. It looks like they do, but then there was another one because the New York Times has got this thing. And then there was another survey done by The Athletic that was an anonymous survey where they polled players. Mm-hmm. And I think in that survey they asked about one thing that's been going on specifically in the NFL, which was...
Makes a move, and he's out of bounds.
And this is likes it.
And you know they're not married.
Oh, I know.
What is it with ex-Cowboy quarterbacks?
I'm sure I'm in trouble for saying that.
I know. It's... Do not. I mean, it happens.
I know you didn't watch the game last night, but Troy Aikman called Taylor Swift the missus. And he said, I know the missus likes it. And then Joe Buck said, you know they're not married. And so I, you know. And then Aikman said, I'm sure I'll hear about this. And I guess he did, because this morning I see it everywhere. And I'm like, why is this?
Well, because somebody else said that before.
Oh, is that did Romo say something?
I think
like that?
Romo made a mistake and said it. So he was just
wife. He might have said wife. Yeah. But does either one of them really matter? Is this a problem? Saying the missus.
I'm not even sure. I know that
does
refers
that really
to
mean
marriage, but I don't think it really does.
It's just a way of saying your partner.
Right, yeah.
That's his female companion, right? The missus.
I call you my missus all the time.
Exactly. His better half. So that was one of the things.
People ask me a lot of times, say, where's your missus?
That was...
Oh, he's in there. Again.
That's snow cone. You're talking about snow cone getting pregame all over the studio. Anyhow, I'll tell you what this survey, whether it was the union survey or the athletic survey, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you about it here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So this poll that snow cone found and sent to me, it's in different pieces, but I think it is a separate poll from the annual players, you know, the anonymous union poll that they do. I don't know, is it that one's conducted by the union or exactly? They always call it the union poll. I think they're the ones who do it. Anyhow, this one is the Athletic. Every question that I've seen so far references this poll that the Athletic did. It was anonymous, though, as well, and it was NFL. But they asked some questions that stand out. One of them was about Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Like, what do you think about Taylor Swift? Do you think she's good or bad for the league?
For football.
Yeah, do you like her? And what do you think the majority of them said?
I like her.
The majority of players said they view her as a positive for the league. One player said, I think it's been positive for the league. End quote. There you go. At the end of the day, it's a business, and you need to get as many eyes on her as possible, and she brings a lot of eyes. So, you know, if that increases the salary cap, I don't think anybody's going to be too mad about that one. I love that answer because that type of answer can be found in another question when they ask about whether or not what would have to happen for the NFL to do 18 games a season. You know, there's been talk about adding another game, and the players have said, basically, if you look through this poll, same poll, a lot of them said, one of them, the quote was, if it means more money, I'm down. Like, that's it. Just pay me more, and I'll take the money. But others said, if you want to do 18 games, we need another bye week. And we need to change how we do preseason. And I don't know what that means by changing that. Maybe they just don't want to play
preseason games.
How many games are there in preseason? Are there three or two? I don't know.
Sometimes four preseason games.
Four, usually. Oh, there's four of them? That's a lot. Do they need to do that?
They play four this year.
I don't know.
I don't know.
College teams don't play preseason.
Oh, yeah. Why has the NFL always done it? As long as I can remember, there's been preseason games. Well, a lot of the guys, when asked about the 18th game, they said, yeah, I'll do it, but you got to pay
more
money.
Why not just give every...
Give me another bye
week. I know what the NFL wants. They want more revenue. And games give revenue.
Yeah,
so I understand that, but...
They talk about the revenue split in the
article. But we'll just skip that part of the revenue, because you just want weeks.
Yeah.
So add an extra game, but give everybody two bye weeks.
That's what they said.
I don't see why that isn't the answer. Just give us two bye weeks.
That's what the majority of them said. Add a bye week.
Right.
And, of course, there'd be more money involved.
Right.
And they talked about that revenue split. It's currently like 48-point-something% for players and 51-point-something percent for the owners. So they said that might have to change, and then you pay us more money, and we'll do it. But then the other question that was asked was about MVP. Who should be the MVP? And they talk a lot about...
So far this year?
Yeah. They talk a lot about Josh Allen. And they say, look, you know, he's widely regarded as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's got everything that you need except the Super Bowl win, obviously. He's always gotten votes, but he falls short to Mahomes and I think Lamar. He fell short to Mahomes twice, and I think he fell short to Lamar twice.
Right.
But anyhow, in this poll, it looks like people were saying, you know, he needs a Super Bowl victory, but it looks like the players were saying that Allen could be the next active NFL player to get MVP. I thought Jaden Daniels was who people were talking about for MVP because it would be a big deal, right? Well, I thought they were just talking about that last night.
Rookie
or
of the year, maybe?
No, I thought they were saying like there hadn't been a rookie MVP player of the year
since so-and-so.
It's been years and years and years.
Yeah.
And so I know they were talking about MVP. Also, this poll was done last week. So, you know, a lot could change in a week and a half or however long ago it was that they actually asked these questions. But I thought it was interesting that they were saying Josh Allen. I haven't followed the Bills too closely this year.
Why would Josh Allen be... He didn't play good last week.
Right. And that, again, maybe they polled him before that. But even if you polled... Okay, so even if the questions were asked before they lost that game to... I don't remember who their first loss was to, but I remember them losing.
Well, they lost this weekend, too. Right?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying even if you pulled them before
the ball
then,
like four times from their own end zone, Texas, Houston, whatever.
Maybe his first three games he had amazing numbers. But I would say this poll, I mean, this is a headline from like the New York Times talking about Josh Allen being the top name floated around for the MVP vote. I don't think that could still be accurate now.
No, I don't think so.
I'm guessing that now it's probably Jaden. I actually don't know. You know a lot more about football and sports in general. I don't know who the MVP player would be this year.
I don't know anybody standing out to me right now.
I think the only one I've heard
is Jared Goff.
You do love Goff. I know.
He went 18 for 18.
I know.
In a perfect game.
That's worth 18
something. 18 for 18 and caught a touchdown. He had more touchdown catches than he had incompletions.
Yeah.
It'll
never happen
again. Never happen again.
No.
Ever.
Probably never.
What?
Ever. It'll never happen
don't
again.
Don't use that probably.
I don't want to jinx it.
I feel like I'm talking to my kids now. They do that. They had that probably or yeah, maybe. What? Is it yes or no?
It'll never happen again.
It'll never happen again.
The odds are astronomical. Probably. It's like having a DNA match where they say one in eight quadrillion. Never. You're never going to have that DNA match again. So, okay, that'll never happen again. And how does that work? He had no incomplete passes.
Yeah.
Right?
And caught a
touchdown. And then he also caught his own...
He caught a touchdown.
Caught a ball. So... It becomes a perfect game plus
a touchdown,
which puts him basically a better than a perfect
better
game
than
by
anyone
one.
Has ever been in a game.
Right? Yeah,
it's the best game ever.
Something like that.
That's
your vote for MVP. Snowcone. Just so you know, right now there's been this debate. Laszlo and Nick are. I don't know if they're fighting. Laszlo's fighting with Nick because he's mad about the way Nick Wright talks about Goff. Yeah. I was trying to find. I saw it in the group text. You went down to smoke. I rewound the show to see what was Nick saying about Goff.
He just
and I didn't
put him,
see
put him lower on the tiers than he needed to be.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that part. I was looking
for Mahomes Mountain.
Yeah.
His quarterback mountain.
Right.
Mahomes Mountain.
Mahomes, which Nick rides constantly.
Yeah, there's pregame like all over it.
Like a Disney ride over there. Mahomes, Nick's always first in line.
Laszlo, come on.
I'd like to ride again.
Troy Aikman said last night, there's a reason everybody talks about
it. I
got
to go
time.
On LeBron Mountain, and then I'll be back to Mahomes. This guy.
I turned on the game last night, and I watched. I know they said that they'd been struggling when they got down in the red zone, but when I turned it on, I saw a little bit of the game, and Mahomes was... He is awesome.
He's just awesome.
The stuff that he does, those passes that he makes, and you think, like... Maybe other quarterbacks play like this now. They've learned to but they really don't. No one plays like him. That's why I texted you, Laszlo.
With the exception of Jared Goff.
Right, who catches his own pass.
Catches his own touchdown pass.
So, obviously...
Refuses to throw an incompletion.
Mahomes can't replicate that.
I don't think he'll ever do that.
He's been trying, and he can't.
Well, I think everyone tries to be perfect.
Yeah. But they can't.
They can't. Jared Goff can.
Yes. Okay, we got you. So, Goff is at the top of the mountain.
Well, he's had the best game ever.
Right. So no one can ever dethrone him.
Right. No one's going to be like, somebody's going to not have an incomplete pass and catch two touchdowns. Okay.
Right.
That's not going
to
happen.
It's like one in 10 quadrillion. It's just not possible, really, realistically, to ever happen again.
Quit putting qualifiers in.
Well, it is possible. You know it's possible because he did it.
It's impossible.
If Goff can do it, then.
What?
I'm just saying, it is possible.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, the best, literally the best game. This is it. It's just complete disrespect.
Obviously, it's possible. I'm saying it probably won't happen again. It won't happen again, but it is technically possible. Anyhow, I guess really it doesn't matter. The poll was about that stuff. One of the depressing things was that they asked, I think this had to do with Harvard, whether or not they think they have CTE. And that was a big headline because they said like 1 in 3 players think that they have CTE. So I don't know. And I don't know how old those players are. Exactly. We could all have it. Poncho was saying, somebody said,
You got it from that little floor hockey game.
Somebody on Twitch said that.
A roller coaster, little roller thing.
Somebody said on Twitch that there was some big name person who said that they think, maybe it's the Old Spice guy. What's that guy's name? I can't think of his name, but they said that he said CTE is caused by not using your brain enough. I don't know if that's true or if he really said that or not, but that's what they said, that he said it's from lack of using your brain.
Especially saying football players don't use their brain. That's
I don't know.
Have.
That's why I was like, was that a thing?
Other people are always
anywhere.
Using their brain and they don't get it?
Well, no, I think maybe I took from that, like, I probably do have CTE, right?
Because
I'm not really using my brain. Just sitting there cheering on the Royals.
Why would football players have it?
I don't know. Maybe because they only do the one thing. It's a repetitive thing. I have no idea. We'd have to look up what he said about it. But a third of players, I wonder why those players think they have it. You guys watched that documentary about CTE. These guys drive to the gas station, and they get there. I say guys. I know they talked about at least one guy, who I think was a former Raider. Drove to the gas station, and then he goes to leave the gas station, and he doesn't remember how to get home. He wasn't the only player with symptoms like that. That's pretty bad. If you go to the gas station and can't figure out how to get back, then you know something's wrong. Do a third of these people who were polled and talked to Harvard, are they having that problem? I can't imagine, right? There's not 30 players that are getting lost at the gas station. I wouldn't think, but I don't know. You brought up yesterday or day before the Dolphins and the perfect season and how those guys aren't around anymore. And I couldn't help but think, yeah, part of the reason, though, too, is how long do football players live? You know, isn't there some statistic that says the average life expectancy for a lineman is 55 years old?
55 or something.
Yeah. I mean, we have to look, but that's pretty crazy. So, I don't know. Anyway, that's it. They think they have CTE. They like Taylor Swift. And when they took the poll, they thought Josh Allen would be the vote-getter for MVP, which there's no way that that's still the case.
Right.
If you were voting on MVP and you couldn't vote for Goff.
Why can't I vote for Goff?
It wouldn't. He's not on the ballot.
I would honestly vote for Goff.
He got a lifetime ban.
I would honestly vote for him. I think he's playing at MVP level. I'm being honest. I would vote for him right now.
That's who you vote for now is Goff?
Right now.
Okay. All right. Snowcone, who are you voting for? You're a big football fanatic.
I'm the football fanatic. What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Who do you vote for? Based on what you've seen.
I don't know. That Jaden Daniels kid looks really good.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
he's made some insane throws.
He's probably the fan favorite right now. Would you say if they polled football fans and said who would you vote for right now so far this season? Would he be the winner?
Looks good.
Yeah, Derrick Henry looks really good. That would be crazy if he won MVP, right? Henry at Baltimore.
He does look good.
There's an insane stat, Laszlo, that Baltimore has outrushed their opponents so far this season like 760 yards. It's like 150 yards more per game. That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yo!
All right, I got a question for you dads coming up here. I know you guys are pretty, I don't even know if it's liberal. I don't know what the word is. You're not easily offended by words. You're just not easily offended. And you're not the type of people who sit and write reviews for movies saying, this was so inappropriate for my children, or I can't believe this got a PG rating. Like, you guys are...
Silicone does.
He does? Yeah. You're more in that group. Maybe Silicone would be the one who protects his kid a little bit more.
Just a little bit, I think, just because of his age.
Well, there's just...
Yeah, you would write an email to someone saying it was inappropriate, right?
Ooh, no.
Maybe, though.
Do you?
I can't
see
myself doing that.
All joking aside... Have there been moments, or has there been moments, where you're doing something and your kids are there and you go, ugh, why did that just happen? Or I wish they hadn't just seen that. That doesn't happen?
Unless it was something I said or did.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I want to ask you about this airline story about the movie playing on every screen. Did you see this?
No.
People were mad because they've got kids on the plane?
My oldest said the other day, we were talking about something, and he said a word. Uh-huh. I was like, yo! Don't say that word. He's like, that is your favorite word. Can you guess what it is?
Oh, yeah.
I get mad, like I kick a cabinet or something. So like if I'm fixing the TV and it doesn't work, I'm like, yep.
Well, it's a compound cuss.
Sounds good, too.
And compound cussing
it's like my favorite
is the best.
Great.
Is it yours?
It's great.
It's a good one. Yeah. If you can throw a f***ing in front of it, you
f***ing. Now that you may not be able to fix it.
Right. Yeah. Wonder eat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now we're having sex.
Yeah. Why aren't you I know you're a That's pretty good, huh?
Man.
Anyhow.
Nobody's going to know what we said after all those beeps, are they?
The people on Twitch do. Twitch.tv/ChurchLaszlo. I wanted to ask you about what you would do in the situation coming up
here.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Go!
I'm going, baby.
Go.
Australian airline Qantas, you know that one?
Of course I do. It's got a little koala bear on it. Or a koala. It's not a koala bear. You just say koala.
Isn't that right? Is John Travolta a pilot for Qantas? He was in the commercials.
Of course he is.
Sitting in the pilot seat.
He's their only pilot.
He might be. I've never flown Qantas,
fly
but...
Qantas.
You get John Travolta.
John Travolta.
I thought that was part of the deal, especially if you're taking the trip all the way to Sydney or wherever people go in Australia. I've never been. But
if you fly Frontier, you get an Eskimo.
Right. That's how I thought it worked. Mm-hmm. So Qantas has apologized.
They said...
We're sorry that John Travolta wasn't the pilot. No, they're apologizing because during a long flight, they had problems, they claim, with the TVs in the headrest. You know, it's in front of everyone. In every seat, there's a TV. And they couldn't get you're supposed to be able to vote or pick what movie you want to watch.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets to vote?
They couldn't. Well, no, you're supposed to just be able to pick it. Well, what ended up happening was they couldn't get the screens to be independent. So they say. So they said they went with the movie that got the most votes. Like, the most people were trying to watch it. Again, I don't know that I believe this. But it ended up being an R-rated movie, not appropriate for children, called Daddy-O. This is the movie with Sean Penn and Johnson, Dakota Johnson.
Never saw it.
The one that our buddy is
never even heard about it.
44th between 9 and 10.
So he's like a cab driver. This girl gets in the car and they start having this conversation. Like, it's been streaming. It's somewhat new. Yeah, it's not like an old movie. I saw part of it. I fell asleep. Not because it's bad. I didn't finish it. I know he's like the dad, I think. I assume he's the biological father and she doesn't know that this is her dad. And he's driving the cab. But
does he know he's her dad?
I don't know.
44th between 9th and 10th.
Want some radio?
Not really.
But she's getting texts.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. He's married. I'll drive a cab 20 years and not know people.
Why do you care?
Who else are you going to talk to about this? Not like you're ever going to see me again.
Okay, so, you know, I think there's this connection. I'll really watch basically anything Sean Penn does.
Yeah, sure.
Even though a lot of it gets bad reviews, I'm curious. So I had turned that movie on, but I never did finish it. I will now, though. This is a good reminder. But people on the plane were pissed because...
Why?
The movie automatically started playing. So now they have to watch it. And this is an R-rated movie. And people even took to Reddit to complain. I assume moms, and said this was clearly not appropriate for children, and that even if you didn't have, because I'm thinking, well, just don't listen to it, right? If you don't have the headphones in, then what does it matter?
Don't watch
but
it.
In the movie, they said there's a lot of nudity on the phone.
Oh,
She's sexting with someone, and you see the sex on the phone. They show it very, very clearly. They claim there was nudity and a lot of graphic discussion. things that are not appropriate for children. So these people were literally pissed off. I mean, the fact that someone went on Reddit to complain about this movie playing in front of their kids. I don't have kids. But I will admit to you guys something. That Saturday, when my nephew's over and we're watching the Royals game, I'm trying to get him to watch it with me, a commercial came on. I don't know what drug it was, but it was like a libido drug or an ED drug.
Yeah, a boner pill.
Yeah, and it was very blunt. It was like a husband and wife, and she's like, you know, my husband used to be good at sex, and now he's not as good. And he's like, now I go hard. I'm great in the bed. Yeah. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. And I wouldn't probably have thought of it, except I got a 13-year-old sitting there. So there was, I will admit, part of me that goes, why is this playing during baseball? And I've never been in that position. I know. But I really did think, like, we're watching a baseball game. What was that? And even, like, try and be discreet. Now, on the flip side, when I think about it logically, I go, he's on his phone. First of all, he's not really paying attention. Because he didn't pay attention to stuff because he's on his phone on TikTok.
Plus, he doesn't, I'm guessing, have any problems. So
right.
The commercial doesn't really hit him like it does you.
It doesn't get his attention.
You're paying attention because you're like, I can't get an erection.
You can fix
me? And then you're like, oh, no. Why are other people seeing this?
There's a 13-year-old here. Right, he's going to know. Did he see the look on my face? Oh, now he knows.
Right, exactly.
Now he knows
you're
that I need this
out.
Stuff.
Like, you're like, everyone saw this.
Right. Oh, my God.
And they're all looking at me.
Yeah. Maybe that was it. But, I mean, I will admit, I was kind of like, why does that have to play during the baseball game? But I understand that also he has a phone, and he's, which means he has access to the internet, and he's seen everything there is to see. So, you know, I guess that's...
Yeah, I talked to my kid one time, like, you know, same thing. Like, I'm like, that's, you know, that could be weird. He's like, I grew up on the internet, nothing's weird.
Right. I grew up on a much, much smaller version of the internet than what exists now. So, yeah, they've seen everything. And you like to think that maybe there are some things they haven't seen or choose not to watch. But when I think about it, I'm like, he's seen it, and he's chose to watch some of this stuff.
Of course.
I mean, I know that when he goes in there, he's on his phone.
I hope they make better decisions.
Right, but you know that they're going to be curious.
I don't, so.
Exactly. They're going to be curious, and they have access to it at that age.
You like his glasses?
They're going to look at that. Yeah, I like them. But, you know, the one thing he doesn't know with the internet, he didn't know Borat. He's 13 years old. He didn't know who Borat is. Is that weird or no? He didn't know, and then eventually he goes...
My oldest would. I don't know that...
Your youngest? Because they're the same age.
I don't know that he would.
Really?
I don't know that
That is crazy to me.
It might be older, you know, older.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he finally said, oh, I do know who you're talking about. And he pulls up his phone, and Snowcone, this will freak you out. He pulls up his phone and shows me a TikTok video of like an 18, 19-year-old kid in a Borat costume doing a Borat impression. And I was like,
what?
That's... Yeah, that's a guy doing an impression of Borat. And he goes, yeah, he's really funny. I was like, no.
Is he saying he's doing an impression of Borat?
That's not Borat. No. And he goes, oh, this isn't who you're talking about? And I said, well, sort of. Like, my head was about to explode.
No, that happens a lot. There's maybe a lot of things. Like, I'll ask my boys, like, oh, you know, we should watch Shawshank Redemption.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll start. They're like, oh, I saw this. I'm like, wait, you've never saw it? They're like, well, Family Guy did a parody.
Right.
So they know everything. It's just parodies of those things.
Or clips, short clips that have been condensed into a TikTok video. But yeah, no, Snowcone, he thought this kid, he's like, that's who you're talking about. He's funny. And whoever this kid was, I don't know if he's popular or not, but Landon was able to pull him up immediately. He had him up on his phone in seconds. So he must have known his name. And then I said, that's not him. So we finally found actual Borat.
Did you watch a Borat movie with him?
He started watching Borat clips in the car.
And
it was real Borat, and I don't know. I was driving. I was like, I want to show you these on the big screen when we get home. If you don't know who this is, we didn't have time to. But I am going to do that. It's on my list of things to do. But I did hear him laughing at some actual Borat stuff. But then I thought, he's 13. He's born in 2011. That Borat movie probably came out in 2006. Is that the same as me not knowing who Peter Sellers is at 13?
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Can I say I'm being honest.
I think it might be. I was trying to find out who was someone that people thought was really funny. And their big thing came out, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years before I was born, and that's what I came
out
with.
I don't know who Peter Sellers is.
I was going to say, if I'm being honest, I don't really know who he is now. I'm not a big Pink Panther guy.
That's what I was going to say. Was he in the Pink Panther? Those movies were bad, man.
That's not my thing, but there are people who love that.
I love the Pink Panther.
And maybe people will look at people who thought Borat was funny.
I like the cartoon, the Pink Panther.
Me too.
But those movies never did.
The movies were like highbrow humor. Yeah. People thought they were great. People think they're great. And I'm like, oh boy.
I don't get it.
It's like a Woody Allen flick. I'm like, oh boy.
I do like Woody Allen.
But most of his
stuff. Well, I mean, I just like him as a person. I don't know that I like his movies.
Right. No, I totally get you on that one. Sometimes it's like me liking Sean Penn. You know, sometimes you just like people
because
Roman Polanski, right? Like, he's just a good guy. He's just a good guy. But all joking aside, you're on that airplane. That stuff starts playing. You've got your kids are younger than they are now.
Yeah.
Do you care? It's showing nudity and sexing. You do care, right? Okay. Like you're trying to cover up the screen.
Yeah.
Now you're not going to take to Reddit.
I don't know that I'm covering up the screen because I think that just brings more attention to it.
Okay.
So I just kind of like just let it go. But I am like, yo, what are you doing?
Okay.
Like, why are you showing my kids nudity?
All right. I'm just making sure.
Like, and I would feel the same way, but, you know, I wouldn't be all that upset about it. But the same way, like, if they were like, hey, we're going to play a movie on everybody's screen and it's, you know, Saw.
Yeah. No.
Like, yo, what are you doing?
Okay.
You know, like.
I'm just making sure.
If you can't get movies that are appropriate for everybody on this screen, then.
Don't do it.
And don't show any.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's fine.
Qantas tried to say it was some sort of a glitch and that they, you know, they did eventually take care of it, but it took over an hour or something like that. Also, imagine you're watching it and you're really into it and then finally they turn it off and it turns into Inside Out or whatever. That would piss me off too. But. There is a level, even if you're not the mom who's screaming on the internet about things not being appropriate. Because I did get uncomfortable about the boner pill. Like, why do they have to play that during a baseball game? I get that he can see it on his phone.
Well, because
can
dudes who watch baseball have boner problems.
I get it.
Like,
I
when they're looking for, like, hey.
I guess you're right.
Who needs a boner pill? And they're like, well, we've got the
who
MLB.
Who likes baseball?
We got the MLB. This guy's been sitting on the couch for 4 hours watching the most boring thing.
Did you know
in the
they still play baseball games on TV?
Right.
And people watch them? What
those
do they look
dudes
like?
Cannot get boners.
Yeah. Well, who was watching? Me.
Me.
Right? And I was like, oh, wait a second. There's a kid in the room.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.